Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. For 40 years, Cine Festival has shown world-class films at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. This year's theme is Hecho en Texas, or Made in Texas. Which films are the ones that you want to watch at this year's Cine Festival? What's next for the longest-running Latino film festival in the country? We're joined by Cristina Bailly. She's the executive director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, and Lara Vela, Varela is the San Antonio-based documentary filmmaker. If you got a question or a comment about, you know, making films, becoming a documentary filmmaker, going down to the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center and join all of their cultural offerings, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet at us at @tprsource. So it's exciting to be here. It's great to have you here, Cristina Bailly. So what's this changing this year at the festival?
Well, there's two big things, that one that we're celebrating and one that we're changing. We are celebrating the 40th annual Cine Festival here in San Antonio. So we are very proud of that. We're very proud of that accomplishment. And to do that, we will have the founder of the festival, Adán Medrano, who started this back when he was at the Oblate School here in San Antonio. And he started this program as a Chicano Film Festival. And it was actually the very first one in the country. So hence, it's the longest running film festival.
When this debuted, it was before people had the idea of doing this type of thematic film festivals. It was very visionary.
Yes, it certainly was very visionary and really meeting the need of the community. People were making Chicano Latino films, but had nowhere to show them at all. And the community had absolutely nowhere to see these films. So it was really meeting a significant need, and it was quite popular. And entries came from all over the country and really all over Latin America. So it was really very, very significant.
And if people have been going to these festival showings for the last 40 years, they've seen stars emerge and filmmakers come, show their works here locally, and then they explode. Then they just blossom on the national stage.
Yeah, we've had several stars here at Cine Festival, you know, especially a lot of the up-and-coming ones. And then years later, we're like, wow, we had them here back then. You know, good thing we caught them then, because now it's hard to catch them. And we're going to have that this year as well. We see we have an up-and-coming star from McAllen, Texas, actually, and that is Raul Castillo. He is now featured on an HBO program called Looking, and he's been in several other films and TV programs as well. And he is the lead in our feature film, opening night film, on Thursday night, which is We the Animals. And he will be here on Thursday night, and that's another star that will say, hey, we got a chance to see him when.
So, Lara, you're a San Antonio-based documentary filmmaker. You have a documentary that's going to be showing at the Cine Festival, and we have a clip. Let's give it a listen.
In 1982, it was the first time that here at Christ the King, they had the ceremony for the planting of the seeds. And then we came back again 5 years ago to continue the ceremony. But the good thing is, in the connection with the congregation here, is we always find señoras that have been matachines or danzantes in the earlier years.
Lara, tell us more about your documentary.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me here. I'm honored. The film was created, we shot it February 2nd, 2017, and it was to capture the mestizaje of the ceremony that happens during the Segundo de Febrero, or La Candelaria, at Christ the King Church on the city's west side. And it was during a time when the Standing Rock movement was winding down, and a lot of Mexican Americans, a lot of Chicanos and indigenous people were up there in solidarity and support, praying to protect the water and sacred sites. And I wanted to capture how our community, as Mexican Americans, as Chicanos, as indigenous people, exists. And I wanted to capture the beauty and resilience of our communities. And this mass kind of embodies that whole, the cultures. And it's quite beautiful. So
there are many things in our local cultural landscape that people celebrate and have part of their lives as to local traditions, but they don't understand that there is an indigenous route that runs through that.
That's right. And so I felt it was really important that we talked about this ceremony and its origin, which was they originally wanted to celebrate the Segundo de Febrero to celebrate the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And during 1977, I believe, at a state convention for the Raza Unida in Lubbock, they decided that this was going to be an event that the Chicano community celebrated. So in San Antonio in 1982, that was the first time it was celebrated at Christ the King Church.
Here's another clip.
So we have a responsibility as human beings to not only, you know, spiritually, pero también as como madres, como mujeres, to educate our communities. Y si lo podemos hacer por medios de la ceremonia que reconoce lo más importante y una cosa tan sagrada que es el agua.
When you go to these local parishes in San Antonio on the west side, you get a feeling many times that they have been there forever. And that there's something special, and that's one of the few places where you can get that feeling.
Absolutely. And the traditions began in the Catholic Church. So, you know, the celebration of La Candelaria, the Advent.
Many of these people, they go straight back to the missions.
That's right. And well, in San Antonio, we know that our indigenous populations have been here for thousands of years. You know, the city itself is 300 years old, but the people here have been here for thousands of years.
So you made this documentary, and then that's one endeavor. But the other part is trying to get it in front of people and then having these conversations to explain more and have this exchange. And so what does it mean to you to have the Cine Festival and the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center providing a screen?
Oh, I'm just so honored to be able to show this project there at Cine Festival. I've been showing projects, my films at Cine since I was in film school at UT, and most of my work is of service to my community in terms of documenting the struggles for social justice, capturing resilience, capturing culture and history. And most of my work has always showed at this festival for, it's been about 24 years. And once again, I'm just really honored to have a place to always screen it and have colleagues, friends, and even people from out of town who come in to see San Antonio and see South Texas and our culture.
And once you have it at the Cine Festival, then that helps open other doors around the country.
Absolutely.
So there are many other festivals that have followed in Cine Festival's steps. They have their own festivals now, and you know, you're able to take it there.
Absolutely. I've shown at several Latino festivals and just regular film festivals throughout the United States, but I feel like this one is particularly special because of the community history that the Guadalupe has with San Antonio on the west side and its mission.
It's interesting, though, you're able to take the story of like a local San Antonio parish and a ceremony that they have and then take it around the country and get their reaction. And they may have a similar type of event, not exactly the same, but they can sort of, it does carry over, and it is a means of communication, right, of these different disassociated communities. They've been cut off for generations.
Right, and that's why it's really important that we see ourselves in media and, you know, in films, TV, and now with the access to the internet, it's just opened up it's a brand new game now.
So. Okay. But it's one thing to have the internet, another thing to have a stage. Let's go to Carlos. He's called in online. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 210-614-8980 as we talk about the Cine Festival. And Carlos, I got to hit the button. Carlos, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just want to congratulate Ms. Valle and Laura Varela, and thank you for honoring Adan Medrano like that in this 40th annual. It takes a lot of work and energy, and you make all of San Antonio proud with that kind of work. And thank you to The Source also.
Well, thank you, Carlos. Thank you for calling in. So Christina Valle, takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you, Carlos, for bringing that up. It does take a lot of work. You know, this week we are definitely running around trying to get all the last-minute details. And, you know, going back to what Laura was saying, that was precisely my intention with Cine Festival this year, to highlight our stories, to highlight Texas stories. We thought about what will make this 40th edition special. And rather than going out outwards and global, we decided to come back in, to come back into who we are, and to highlight the importance of showcasing our stories. We get caught in the middle here in Texas. We are caught between the East Coast and the West Coast, and that's predominantly what we see in the mainstream media. We still need to get more of our stories out there, the Texas Latino stories. So that is our intention with this festival, and depending on how things go this year, you know, we might double down on that and make sure that we tell our local and regional stories. You know, we are the capital of South Texas here in San Antonio, so we are the film festival to showcase that. So this year we actually have, we're proud to say that we have 56 films, and of those, 41 are Texas films, and 23 of those are San Antonio filmmakers.
Well, it's great to have a screen and a festival, but we'll also have to provide support for them in order to create good work so they can have something to put on that screen. And I know that the Cine Festival is also trying to foster talent.
We are. We're trying to do that by providing a meeting space for all of them. We are providing master classes as well. This year we have some master classes by Yaki Smith and Miguel Alvarez, and also by Raul Castillo, who is the leading star. He'll be doing one of the master classes at Cine Festival.
Also, it's not just the scripting and shooting and editing, but it's also finding funding. Well, you got to have a master class on how to track that down. We'll talk more about that. What's the future of the Cine Festival? What are some of your favorite Cine Festival memories? What films are you looking forward to seeing this year? What are some of your favorite Latinx filmmakers in front of and behind the camera? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The source continues right after this break.
In a time of seemingly increasing intolerance, one San Antonio teacher is using the lessons of the Holocaust to encourage empathy among her students.
They see these children of the Holocaust, these faces, and they're like, oh gosh, this one's so little, he's the same age as my baby brother.
Lisa Berry was recently honored for her efforts in spreading a message of tolerance to her fifth graders. Download Fronteras wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Cine Festival. 40 years they have been showcasing some of the world's great filmmakers here in San Antonio at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. They're doing it again this holiday weekend. If you've got a question or a comment, the number to call in is 210-614-8980. We really would like to hear some of your favorite Cine Festival memories. And there have been some great stars and films that have come through the festival over the years. Let me get a caller in on the conversation. This is Henry. And Henry, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, and greetings to each one of you. Liz, I'm very proud of the Cine Festival that has been a success over the 40 years. It hasn't been easy. And furthermore, I want to add something to it. I was very fortunate to have attended school with Adam Medrano at Holy Cross back in 62. And he's a graduate of Holy Cross, so am I, his brother. So he's a very dedicated young man or gentleman that over the years, I would like to see him. I haven't seen more since we finished school. But it is a very, very good, that y'all done well with Cine Festival. And I thank you for taking my call once again.
Henry, thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. Christina Bailly is Executive Director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. And so what else is new happening this year with the Cine Festival? Every year y'all shake things up.
We try to, and Mr. Henry, thank you for calling, and I'd like to let you know that you'll have an opportunity to see Alan this Thursday evening. He'll be present at the opening night of Cine Festival, so Thursday evening at 7, it's We the Animals for the screening of that film. And again, the big focus this year is the Texas filmmakers, and we know we have confirmed so far 35 of these Texas filmmakers will be in attendance at the film festival. So there will be plenty of opportunity to speak to them, to talk to them, you know, to make have some networking opportunities with them, and you know, to try to get that scene alive and growing, and the support. And maybe I'll try to get some more of that funding that you were talking about.
Yes, talk about more about that, because it takes money to make movies.
It sure does. And that's Laura can tell you what that's about more than I can. But the City of San Antonio Film Commission, you know, is trying to support some of the local filmmakers. They do have an open grant process. As a matter of fact, deadline is coming up on August 31st. They have grants of $5,000 that can be for all formats of film, documentaries, features, short websites, and more information is in filmsanantonio.com.
Lotta, you're a San Antonio-based documentary filmmaker. Do you think that now more than ever we need people like you who can go out with a camera and do digital storytelling, be able to capture what's happening on the ground, on the border, here in San Antonio, all across the country, particularly with Latino vulnerable communities, family members, and tell their stories and capture them in a very real, emotional, compelling way?
Yes, more than ever, it's important that we recognize that the cost of equipment has come down, the cost of editing equipment has come down, and if somebody has the resources to go and be part of a movement and to capture some of the events that are unfolding right before our eyes, it's really important that we do that. Even Facebook Live, sometimes those videos have really changed people's thinking and raised consciousness. So, yeah, absolutely. I feel like you know, I call myself a Chicana filmmaker, and not because I'm Mexican-American, because I say I'm a Chicana filmmaker because as a Chicana, I'm aware of my community's history, of my indigenous, our indigenous blood, and our movement for social change and justice. So for me, I try to be of service to my community through my film work, and I think a lot of people actually feel the same way about their film work. So yes, it's important.
But we need people like yourself who can tell your community story.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I did go to film school. I went to UT.
I mean, anyone can pick up a cell phone now
absolutely.
And try and make a movie.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of clumsy and it's nice. I'm glad you're making the effort. And sometimes you're able to do something really compelling. But it's another thing to be really highly skilled and trained, knowing how to really maximize the impact of the format.
Absolutely. And I try my best to work with the best people, because you can make films alone, but the best films are made, you know, when you work in a it is a collaborative medium. So the best films are made when you work with collaborators who are very good at what they do. And I try to work that way when I have funding, but then there's times when we can't get funding. And so it doesn't preclude somebody from picking up their camera and just documenting.
And Christina.
Yeah, and that's precisely our intention now with Cine Festival, you know, to try to get the resources to the local filmmakers who might need some help in making their craft even better, you know, in improving their craft and improving their chances of getting it out there in other mediums. Yes, and like Laura said, the world is changing now with the internet. You know, they have different means of distribution, but how can we be the best of it, and how can our stories, you know, make it to the top in a compelling, beautiful, entertaining way that people will want to see?
Sure, you can make the best video documentary in the world, throw it up on YouTube, and you'll get maybe 5 clicks. But unless you're able to market your material and get it get it into the in front of the eyes of curators, then you know that's how you got to do. So Lotta?
Well, that's why it's important as a filmmaker that you continually grow and evolve and go to professional development programs, right? So I am an alumni of the PBS Producers Academy. I am also alumni of the NALIP Producers Academy. I'm an alumni of the NALAC Leadership Institute. So they're also Creative Capital. You know, I went to their professional development seminars. So yes, absolutely, get a mentor as well and work on film sets. I tell a lot of young filmmakers, you have to work on film sets to see how it's done. Maybe you don't have that same budget, but at least you know how it's done, and you learn and you grow. Every single production, you learn something new. And plus, you have to read industry journals constantly to know what's happening and how to get your work out there and be in front of the right, you know, ears, pretty much.
And so is San Antonio doing enough to cultivate as a film-friendly city, Laura? I mean, so, Christina?
The Film Commission is taking some good steps, you know, in doing that. But we as a city have a ways to go. The Film Commission, you know, has made some efforts to nurture an environment of filmmaking here in San Antonio. But, you know, we need a lot more. We need a lot more. You know, that's a good beginning. That's exactly what
Well, Jamie, tell me one thing that we could do better, that the Film Commission should be doing better.
I think we should fund independent filmmakers through the grants process the way we did maybe 10 years ago. Or there was independent, well, it doesn't necessarily even need to be independent filmmakers, but independent artists should be able to have access to funds, to grant funds, to create films that they want to film, not be told what your film has to be about, or a small amount if it's a big budget, if it's a bigger budget. Documentaries, you know, they have budgets. So for me, back a few years ago when independent artists were able to apply to the city of San Antonio, was probably more beneficial to a filmmaker like me. That's, you know, I mean, I'm very grateful for the Film Commission. They are trying. And you know, we have the film incentives as well for feature filmmakers, but I'm a documentary filmmaker, so it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you're going into places that are generally overlooked. I mean, it's not like a high-budget zombie movie. This is about real people telling their real stories that if you weren't there, they weren't going to be told.
Absolutely, and we need as much support from our city politics as possible. I mean, not our city politics, but our city funding, right? Hotel motel tax, mm-hmm. the hot tax that the city arts
yeah.
you know, funds.
So, and
yes,
so,
absolutely.
But so I know that, as you were saying, that, you know, Christina Bailly, it takes a lot of effort. It's been going on for 40 years. It's now a multi-generational effort to put on a Cine Festival. And all you're asking people to do is come in and enjoy it.
Because that's part of it, too. Somebody has to watch these films. You know, these films are made, you know, not just to be kept in the filmmaker's archive, but somebody has to come and join. These films are made so
a lot of people are just used to sitting in their chair at home and watching these things on their phone or on their computer. But this is a different kind of experience. You're going to go to the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, which is an experience in and of itself. And then you're going to see these films with other people who are like-minded, who are enthusiastic. You can make contacts, and you can meet these people who actually made the films and ask them questions and learn about how to improve your own craft or gain better insight into what's going on. So actually going to the festival is a huge bonus.
And we curate the films for the audience. You know, even with all these films out there, you can see them on the internet, but where exactly are you going to go on the internet to find these films that you want to see? Our programmer, Manuel Solis, has done an excellent job of curating the best of these films that are an offering to the public. You know, we have said, okay, look, we did the work for you. We found the best ones that we want to show you this year, so you can come and watch them here. And it's also a great activity to do inside an air-conditioned theater in the summer heat.
And Lara?
Also, the networking that has happened at Cine Festival, the time that filmmakers spend with each other, has just led to incredible collaborations and projects. And I've seen this throughout the years. Because not only are we screening films, we're also having workshops. And then we have the after parties where people can relax and get to know each other and become friends. And that's how filmmakers network. I don't know if people... that's why there's parties and premieres, because that's really where a lot of the work and the networking gets done, where you're relaxed and you're able to just connect.
And so the festival kicks off on Thursday, July 5th?
Thursday, July 5th at 7 p.m. with the opening night film, We the Animals. It goes on Friday. We have some free senior cinema at 10 a.m. that it will be Coco en Español for our seniors. And then a youth screening at 2 p.m. And then our Cine en el Barrio, a free film. And we close out on Friday night with a documentary called As I Walk Through the Valley, Punk Rock's Music.
And it goes on to a Saturday and also
Sunday.
And on to Sunday. Lots of activities. We have a link to that on our website, and you can take a look and find some films that appeal to you and enjoy the Cine Festival. I want to thank both of our guests, Christina Bailly, Executive Director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, and Lara Varela, San Antonio-based documentary filmmaker. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.